If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
If you see Paul W. heading in this morning, you'll probably see him still. He's probably got one of those pumpkin Reese's in his hands that he, remember he told us he went and bought, got 50% off or some such thing on the latest shopping late. Only one person came to the door. He only had to give one away. The rest are for him. That's a, listen to that.
Sounds like a win to me.
It sounds like a win to me too. All right. Listen, guys, Halloween's behind us. Now we got to start focusing on the holiday shopping season. We, as our little Sign of the Times feature indicated, it's literally November 1st. They start running Christmas advertisements again. Begins that shopping season in earnest. Of course, you know, most people really get going the Friday after Thanksgiving. But people are shopping early this year. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Before we do, though, we need to be able to pay for our all of our shopping that we're going to be doing this year. Now, you can go out and do an honest day's work and earn a buck or two and be able to pay for your shopping that way. Or you can just go buy a lottery ticket these days, Kristen.
I know. You could be the one in 303 million person that actually wins the Powerball jackpot. That's up to $1.2 billion.
Whoa.
So those are the odds. One in three, if I buy a ticket, it's one in 303 million. Those are the odds that I have a shot to win.
That's what they say. That is it. Yeah. It's only the second, time in history that the jackpot has surpassed $1 billion, which is very impressive.
It is. Now those sound like long odds to me, but if you think about everything or anything else you're doing in your life these days, what are your odds of making $1 billion that way?
Exactly. Exactly. You just
might
need
be
to
your
pick,
best shot.
You just need to pick six numbers.
And it's $4 after taxes.
Yeah. Oh, the ticket itself?
It's a joke.
Right. These days. Yes, indeed, Mark. Now we're back into politics in this era.
Inflation.
That's right. If you're only, unless you're in the eight states that don't tax the lottery winnings.
That's amazing. Well, that's at the state level.
That's at the state level. That's right. Yes.
Right. The federal is still going to get there.
We, however, don't live in that state. But yes, there are eight states: California, Florida, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming.
No state tax.
No state tax.
Yeah. Moving to Montana soon.
There you go. I mean, you know, did you buy a ticket yet, Mark?
Not yet. I'm going to,
The power, they announce it today. Today's the second. So tonight, what are you going to do with your winnings, Mark? Buy the Lions?
Please.
Yes. And put them on a plane and fly them right out of here.
How about you, Jeff?
You know, it's funny. I'm not really, this is going to sound really funny. I'll get to the punchline here, but I'm not a gambler and I don't buy lottery tickets. I don't know.
Either
I just don't because, but here I say I'm not a gambler. Ah, I'm in the venture capital business. Yeah, and I bet on early stage startup companies.
Right. Is that an oxymoron?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That is an oxymoron. It is. I mean, an oxymoron and then some.
Maybe. Yeah, right? I know. Right. I know. So good luck to the, and fingers crossed that it's somebody I know that will win.
Yeah, we'll buy one, Jeff. We'll retire you.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it'd be good to... make sure you say I love you to all your relatives and friends today,
exactly.
Just in case. Just in case.
That's right.
You want to make sure they know that you love them.
That is,
all right.
Anyways, or you could get Christmas presents.
Or you could get Christmas presents. And here's the thing. We talked about the Christmas season underway in earnest, and it is people spending early, buying early this year. We know all the pressures from inflation and all the rest. People are concerned about getting their shopping done. Actually, 1 in 10 started in September.
Wow.
So... it's going to be a brisk holiday shopping season.
Did any of you start shopping, Jeff, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, I guess so. You know what I really did? Things I would have gotten for my boys anyway, for example, or my daughter, Lyric.
Yeah.
Now it's a Christmas present. Listen, guys, we got to go to Ann Thomas. She's standing by. We've got the Paul W. Show coming up. Ann, what do you have for
us?
She's
an early shopper, I bet.
Yes.
Oh. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, I was at Costco yesterday. And there is a giant Christmas section. Mm-hmm. It's hard to think about shopping for Christmas when it's so beautiful outside.
That's true.
You've got these great temperatures, and you're like, really? But we got to get going. I mean, it's just around the corner, so.
Listen, and who are we kidding? It doesn't matter if it's snowing outside or not. When you walk into Costco, it doesn't even matter if it's holiday season. You're going to spend. They do such an amazing job.
And it's so funny. Paul W. loves going to Costco.
Yeah.
But I think he may buy a few too many items.
Right.
You guys do that when you go in there.
That's the idea.
You go in there for certain things, and then you pick up a gazillion other things.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the size of that basket. It's so big.
Yeah. Yeah. This morning on the show, we are going to be talking about money, of course, what you guys are talking about, this giant Powerball jackpot. And we're also going to talk politics. So we've got both gubernatorial candidates back on the show this morning.
Oh,
wow.
And that's great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that'll be very interesting. And finally, Dr. Samuel Stanley, the outgoing Michigan State University president, is going to join us to talk a little bit about what he's going to do next.
All right. Well, you know we'll be tuning in and looking forward to that. Thanks, Ann. Have a great show. We're going to sign off here on the PW.
Have a great day.
Yeah, we're going to sign up here on the Pre-Davidson Show and hand it over to you guys shortly. Stick with us right here on WJR.